This week's Parsha, Parshas Korach, begins with the story of the rebellion of Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu. I know that you guys, did you guys learn Korach this year? No, you finished with Shlach. Okay, and Bezos Hashem, you will get to Korach. Okay, but the beginning of the Parsha, Korach says, that the Torah says, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohath ben Levi. Korach, who was the son of Yitzhar, who was the son of Kohath, who was the son of Levi, he took, and it's interesting the Torah doesn't say what he took. Rashi deals with that. You'll learn about that one day. But I want to focus on a different point. Rashi is bothered. Why isn't Yaakov's name mentioned? It says Korach, ben Yitzhar, ben Kohath, ben Levi. And it doesn't mention Yaakov. So I'll tell you, Rashi answers that Yaakov, and I see some hands raised, that's very good. Rashi answers that Yaakov asked for mercy. He didn't want his name to be mentioned in a machlokas. That's Rashi about why Yaakov's name is not mentioned. But I want to ask a different question. The other question is, okay, so Yaakov's name wasn't mentioned, but why were Kohath and Levi mentioned at all? You guys learned Bamidbar. Every Shevet was mentioned. How do we mention every Nasi? L'Ruben, Elitzur ben Shdeor, right? We don't say Elitzur ben Shdeor ben whoever his grandfather was and his great-grandfather and his cousins, and right? Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar. The Torah always only introduces somebody by his father. Every Nasi was Gamliel ben Pedatzur, right? Every single Nasi was, and it's always like that. And here the Torah starts off, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohath ben Levi. It seems as if Kohath and Levi are extra. So I want to share with you three ideas. I really want to focus on the last, but I'll say the first two quickly. Ahava, you're here? So the Chasam Sofer says, Rav Moshe Sofer, Ahava's Zayda, says, Apshat, there's an idea in Chazal, it's a pasuk in Tanakh, Chut HaMeshulash Lo B'Mehera Yinatek, which means a rope that has three strands to it that are tied around, lo b'meheri yinatek, very hard to rip it off. Okay? And Chazal tell us what that means is if that you have three generations in a row that are tzaddikim, then the Torah will never leave from that family. In other words, when you have three very strong ropes wound together, it makes it much harder to rip the rope. It makes the rope much more firm and stronger. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Torah is teaching us a lesson. The Torah is telling us Korach, who unfortunately, because he was hungry for power, he was a Baal Gaiva, because of that, he lost everything. He had so much, and he lost all of it. And unfortunately, his end was that he got swallowed by the ground, and everybody knew that he was wrong. But the Torah is telling us that his grandfather, his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, there was a Chut HaMeshulash, there were three tzaddikim above him. And even so, we can't rely on other people. We can't rely that, oh, my grandfather was a tzaddik, so, you know, I'm just going to do whatever I want, and I'm always going to be right because of my grandfather. That's not how it works. Even if you have this Chut HaMeshulash, and Chazal tell us, if you have ancestors who were tzaddikim, you still have to earn it yourself. Korach had that. But he made a mistake, and because of that mistake, he fell off the wagon, so to speak. That's the Chasam Sofer. I thought of a different explanation. Kohath and Levi, if you learn the Parsha with the Psukim and the Rashi, you'll see that Korach, Chazal tell us, had a couple of very good questions for Moshe Rabbeinu. He asked, if you have a room full of Sfarim, do you need a mezuzah? If you have a beged that's completely tcheles, so it reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod, do you need to have tcheles strings on your tzitzis? The whole beged is tcheles. Do you need it? So he had some very good questions for Moshe Rabbeinu. But he also wanted a certain position. What did he want? So the pasuk later on tells us, ubikashtem gam kahuna. He wanted the kahuna. But Rashi tells us there was another thing that he wanted. The family of Kohath had a leader, a Rosh Beis Av. Who was the Rosh Beis Av? It was Elitzafan ben Uziel. Elitzafan ben Uziel was, just so you understand, Amram was the oldest son of Kohath. Yitzhar was the second son. Amram was the father of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen and Miriam HaNeviah. Then came Yitzhar, who was the father of Korach. Then the fourth brother was Uziel. And he had a son, Elitzaphan. So the youngest cousin became the head of the family. Now Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen had like national leadership. They were over the whole nation, so they weren't on the family. But Korach said, I should have been in charge of the family of Kahath. So here we have the jobs that Korach wanted to have were the ones that he was making a claim to are recognized by mentioning Kahath and Levi. So it's Korach ben Yitzhar, that's his name. Ben Kahath, he wanted to be in charge of the family of Kahath, and his younger cousin, Elitzaphan ben Uziel, got the job, and he was jealous of that. And then ben Levi, because Levi was, Shevet Levi is where the Kohanim come from. So it's a memorial to them, so to speak, to the Kohanim. Ubikashtem kam kohuna. So the two jobs that Korach wanted to take are mentioned when it says Kahath and Levi. This was a pshat I thought of, and I wrote this in a letter to one of my Rebbeim, Rev Aaron David, who's a Rebbe in the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. And I wrote him this letter, and I asked him if he thought that it was a good pshat, not a good pshat, did it make sense or not? And he answered back, he gave me his own pshat, and that's what I want to focus on. Rav Aaron David told me, he wrote in this letter, that he said, you know, everything that happens to us and in life always has what's called a shoresh. It always has a root. We're not just like born in a vacuum one day and we are, right? We come from our parents and we have, right? We all look different. Some of us are taller, some of us are shorter, right? All of our physical features we know come from DNA that our parents gave us. But there's also ruchnius. There's also spiritual DNA which we have from our parents and our grandparents, and that goes back generations, and our religious beliefs and values, those come back from generations earlier than us. So my Rebbe said that the reason that the Torah went back to Levi was because Korach's problem at its root was the same problem that Levi had. Now, you think Levi's a tzaddik. Korach, I don't know. Like, he made a big mistake. What's the comparison between Korach and Levi? And this is what he said. We know that there was a story with the people of Shechem. Dina was taken by Shechem ben Hamor, and the whole city, Shimon and Levi were very upset about it. And they took matters into their own hands, and they decided, we're gonna get involved, and we're going to do what we want to do. And they made a whole deal. They said, you make a bris milah, and if everybody has a bris milah, then you know, we'll let the families marry each other. And they had no intention of doing that. They were tricking them. And then, when all the men were weak, they wiped out the city of Shechem. And Yaakov Avinu was very upset about them. In Parshas Vayechi, he actually gives them Musar. Towards the end of his life, he gives them Musar. This connects to the first pasuk you're going to learn next year at the beginning of Dvarim. And Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life gives Musar. And Rashi says, why did he wait until now? And Rashi says that it's because Yaakov, we learned from Yaakov Avinu that you wait until the end of your life to give Musar. And Rashi explains why. Not for us now. But Yaakov at the end of his life gives Musar to Shimon and Levi. They made a mistake. So my Rebbe said, what should they have done? Like, they defended the honor of Dina. Dina was taken advantage of, and they wanted to rescue their sister and take care of her. Why is that wrong? So Yaakov was upset at them because of the way they did it, but the answer is that their father was the Gadol Hador. Their father was Yaakov Avinu. You don't have to trick Yaakov Avinu. You think it's the right thing to do? Ask advice. Seek advice from an elder Torah personality, from a Yaakov Avinu. Levi's mistake was not what they did. They had good intentions. But they should have asked the question. Go over to Yaakov Avinu and say, Tati Rebbe, what should we do? This is our plan. Is it a good plan? And he would have told them, no, don't do it like this. But you could do it like this, and we could still get Dina out, and she'll be safe. And however it was that he wanted to rescue them. That was Levi's mistake. Now, Levi's mistake was not the same as Korach's mistake. But at its root, Korach struggled with the same problem. Because Korach said, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not fair. Kisistarer alinu gam histarer. Those are words at the beginning of this week's parsha. You're taking too much for yourself. You became the melech. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, are in charge of Bnei Yisrael. And your brother, you made the Kohen Gadol. That's not fair. Why are you taking everything for yourself? Now, the truth is, Moshe didn't do anything by himself. Hashem said, you're going to be in charge of the people. Aaron HaKohen is going to be the Kohen Gadol. Moshe didn't do anything. But Korach thought he had a problem and decided to take matters into his own hands, just like Levi. What should Korach have done? He should have gone over to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're my cousin, but you're also the Rebbe for Klal Yisrael. Tell me, I don't understand. What am I supposed to do here? It seems like you took all the jobs, and I think I'm also worthy. Which, by the way, Korach originally was. I'm also worthy. Why can't I have a position? And then Moshe Rabbeinu would have discussed it with him and would have explained it to him, and things would have turned out very differently. Korach's mistake was jumping to the conclusion that he has to do it on his own. He was stuck with a problem, and he chose not to ask advice. And that was the mistake that Korach made, and that was the mistake that his great-grandfather Levi had made, the same mistake. And Korach didn't fix that mistake. And that's why Korach fell into that trap, or fell into the ground, ultimately, when he died. Because the original mistake was, if we have a problem, if we're not sure about something, ask one of our elders. Seek advice from a Talmud Chacham, a person that we respect. And if we do that, we'll be able to have a better resolution. We'll be able to see things. You know, a lot of times, especially when we're in the moment, either like Levi, he was in the moment of being very aggravated about what happened to his sister. Korach was very jealous. We tend, when we're high on emotion, we tend to have a hard time thinking straight, making a clear decision. So go speak to somebody who's not involved in the decision. Somebody who cares about you, and somebody who's a Torah personality. When you ask such a person, you'll get advice. And then you can think about it, you can discuss it with them. And when you discuss it with them, hopefully you'll come to the better conclusion, the right conclusion. And that's the lesson of why the Torah traces Korach all the way back to his great-grandfather Levi, because at its root, he suffered from the same problem.